With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zender. When Christy Macias' child came out as transgender at the age of 11, the first visit with their Santa Barbara pediatrician was not as supportive as she would have liked.
The doctor's response was, "That's awesome, I totally support you, and I don't know how."
Her child, Ash, is now 12 years old. Ash uses they, them, and he, him pronouns. In their experience, it's difficult to find doctors on the Central Coast who know how to treat Ash. Macias says some doctors have trouble using Ash's pronouns correctly and lack knowledge of medical routes Ash could take regarding affirming their gender.
As a doctor, if they don't know, it sounds scary for them. And so their assumption is that they're not clearanced to do it, and they don't look into it. And they assume that you need a specialist, and there's no specialist for us here. And so there's just, "We love you, we support you, and do you want a hug?"
Ash says they have to travel out of Santa Barbara, mainly to Los Angeles, to be seen by a doctor.
"It's actually pretty boring because we have to go on so many trips just to go to the doctor."
The Santa Barbara Transgender Advocacy Network, or SBTAN, was founded 2 years ago by local transgender and gender nonconforming people and their families. It's a nonprofit and a resource for families of trans kids who want support from others experiencing similar situations. This weekend, the organization is holding a conference at UC Santa Barbara for healthcare providers to educate themselves about medical care for transgender people. SBTAN Board President Philippa Bizou, who is a transgender woman, says it will start with the basics of how to respectfully interact. They'll also be discussing treatment options for those who want to pursue hormone therapy or surgery that will affirm the patient's gender.
"The essential things to be what we call trans competent, like a healthcare provider, you know, in these classes, these trainings, they talk about hormones and blockers, especially with trans youth."
Bizou says healthcare for trans and gender nonconforming people is different and personal for every patient, and the options out there are changing as new technology develops. Macias and Ash have considered using puberty blockers for Ash. It's typically for younger patients. This treatment will block adult male or female anatomy from developing in puberty. And SBTAN advocates say it can help circumvent psychological issues for some youth as they grow into adults. Macias says she's been trying to get the treatment since June, but she can't find anyone in Santa Barbara willing to provide puberty-blocking treatment for Ash. And right now, the waitlist for getting an initial appointment at the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles is 4 months.
And they're saying that we're at risk of passing the time frame where we can get blockers, and there's no doctors available for us in Santa Barbara to assist our pediatric support for our youth that need blockers, to just pause puberty so that we don't have body development that maybe we don't want in the future. And it's heartbreaking. There's tears every day that we go into the doctor.
Bizou says it's important for providers to understand the changing nature of gender identity, especially when it comes to their health care.
"Pronouns keep changing, and the ways to expression keep changing. But doctors want to be sure, and parents are taking a bold, bold move to honor their children's authenticity. So doctors need to know that this is really what's at stake."
The Trans Youth Care Conference takes place this Saturday and Sunday. You can find more information about the conference at sbtan.org. Reporting from Santa Barbara, I'm Bree Zender, KCBX News.